This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
There is no question. Michael Cohen, in his opening statement, who said that he takes no pleasure in what he was doing, there is no doubt that a lot of people were watching what Cohen was saying on the Hill today. We've been talking to the build-up all week long about the build-up of this, and part of last week throughout the show, you'll hear what Cohen has to say. Kate Delaney here on My Version of America Tonight, and this is The Buzz in Your Backyard and Mine. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us now. Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, but oh my gosh, that hearing was very, very long, and it ended actually with a lot of rancor when basically there was this real dilemma or dealings with Congresswoman Tlaib from Michigan, who is one of the two Muslims at Congress.
It was an incredibly long hearing, and it was there were some controversial moments from it, there's no question.
Well, that's right, but this was the most controversial moment, and then basically this had to do with whether she was calling Mark Meadows a racist. Well, it turns out that Mark Meadows said that he has nieces and nephews of color. He had never said that before. And she said that, no, she wasn't calling him a racist. I mean, it was just a mess. And then Chairman Cummings gave the conclusion to what was going on. And he said, basically, he said, this is part of destiny, and that basically we have got to get back to normal. I mean, it was really quite an amazing hearing.
It really was. And you and I say this all the time, but have you seen anything like this?
Actually, no, I haven't. And I've been covering Congress since the early 90s. So, I mean, this was a staggering hearing. Now, tomorrow he's going behind closed doors, but everybody thought that his above closed doors or his open doors hearing was going to be incredible, and it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's the key thing. Does anything come of this, do you think?
That is just a big question, and whether this is going to mean somehow that Donald Trump gets into some trouble. We just honestly don't know what Congress does with this and whether the Democrats and Republicans can get their act together and be together on this. We just don't know.
Do you think, I really honestly think, because, the joke is it was one of those dry, boring C-SPAN things, all the networks covered it, etc. And I think the ratings would actually be pretty huge, because I know my phone blew up with people texting me who were actually working, etc., and so much of the focus was on that. Do you think this dents him for the president at all for 2020, or no, because he still has his supporters and other people think that it was a bunch of nonsense and that Michael Cohen's a rat?
Well, people do say that Michael Cohen is a rat, however, people are saying that that's the worst thing, you can be called and then go to jail. And, of course, he was called that. So I just honestly don't know whether this is going to have any long-term effects. What we do know, however, is the president tweeted about this from Vietnam early in the morning. He said, Michael Cohen was one of many lawyers who represented me, and unfortunately he had other clients also. Represented me, unfortunately. He had other clients also. He was just disbarred by the Supreme Court for lying. It's very interesting. The Republicans look like they were all talking out of the same songbook because they all talked about him lying and now could he be trusted at this point. That was very, very interesting.
Yeah, it was. I think, to me, his opening statement, Ellen, though, was the most incredible because he just went part of, you know, he kept saying, but yet I kept working for him. But then he flat out said that the president was a liar, that he didn't expect to win the election, that he didn't want to, that it was just a giant infomercial for him. And that's what the president said.
Right. I mean, now, it's very interesting. He said that he had heard the president say racist remarks. One of the Republican members said that he had spent a lot of time with the president and never heard racist remarks. So you really don't know who to believe. The Russian interest was very interesting. He said that a particular Russian, Felix Sater, had an office in the Trump Tower on the same floor as Donald Trump, and that he was responsible. He was sort of the fixer going on. I mean, you just learned so many things yesterday that you had no idea about.
Yeah. And then I feel compelled to ask about Vietnam. So anything coming out of North Korea? We don't have denuclearization yet, I trust, right?
No. And so it is actually, it's 12 hours later there, so it is Thursday morning there. They are supposed to sign something. Again, we don't know what they're going to sign. Also, we know that some White House correspondents, four of them, asked some questions of the president when they were in there about the Cohn hearings, and then they were kicked out of the actual events. And then the White House Correspondents Association sent out a communication, basically, that said the Correspondents Association strenuously objects to the capricious decision not to include some journalists from a press encounter with President Trump and Chairman Kim. So that was the backdrop of what happened yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much you could talk about otherwise, too, because there's, by the way, a few things going on that affect all of us. But I do feel like I want to bring this one thing up. I know that this hits you and it hits me. How about the Department of Health and Human Services reaching, I guess, over 4,500 complaints of sexual abuse from migrant children in U.S. custody? And they say, Ellen, this is between 2014 and 2018. I think that's shocking.
Correct. Well, it is shocking, and particularly because they're locking these children up away from their family, so they don't have the protection of mothers and fathers. And then they're sexually abused by, you know, who knows, guards, whoever, ICE people. We just don't know who has done the sexual abuse. But that is really shocking, and that needs to be addressed. And hopefully Congress will address it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We don't know where it's going to go, and throughout the show, we're going to let you hear pieces of it. If you missed what Michael Cohen's testimony, the gist of it was about, Ellen giving us some of the broad strokes and what we were talking about there, and the key thing is she said several times, we don't know. That's the interesting question. Does it have any kind of effect on anything? I mean, does it have any kind of an effect on the upcoming election? So 2020, you just had Beto O'Rourke, who he is going to also declare that he, the former congressman from Texas, that he's going to throw his name into the ring for the Democrats, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That's not a surprise. But does this have any kind of a rippling effect for people who supported the president, for people who believe in Donald Trump? Do any of the words of Michael Cohen ring true to some people? Has it changed minds? Or is it just shocking testimony from somebody who's going to prison? We're going to talk about that. On the flip side, you can chime in 855-266-5283.
My head with heaps of litter.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and the phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Never in a million years did I imagine when I accepted a job in 2007 to work for Donald Trump that he would one day run for the presidency to launch a campaign on a platform of hate and intolerance and actively win. Mr. Trump did not directly tell me to lie to Congress. That's not how he operates. In conversations we had during the campaign, at the same time I was actively negotiating in Russia for him, he would look me in the eye and tell me there's no Russian business and then go on to lie to the American people by saying the same thing. In his way, he was telling me to lie.
All right, the buzz in the backyard is over Michael Cohen and what he had to say about President Trump. And, of course, there's so much there to talk about, and we're going to go through lots of it. Roger Stone, by the way, says Michael Cohen is lying after Stone was ordered not to comment on the Mueller investigation. Cohen said in his prepared remarks that Stone told Trump in a call in July of 2016 that Stone had talked to Julian Assange from WikiLeaks and there would be an email dump damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign. In the prepared statement that Michael Cohen read, that was one of the many things that he threw out immediately in the 10 or 15 minutes that he talked about Donald Trump and what he witnessed as his lawyer. So Cohen testifying before the House Oversight Committee is the former attorney for Donald Trump. He is no longer an attorney, by the way, because of what has happened to him in court. Cohen, again in his opening statement, said that the president knew in advance that WikiLeaks planned to release emails in July of 2016 that would harm Clinton's presidential bid. And then, of course, on the 22nd, WikiLeaks leaked tens of thousands of emails from the Democratic National Committee, emails that Mueller's office has charged Russian nationals with hacking and providing, by the way, to WikiLeaks. So over the next months leading up to the election, WikiLeaks also would release emails stolen from the chair of Clinton's campaign, John Podesta. So there is so much here to talk about that was both read and then some of the questioning. It was a very long day on the Hill. And we come back to the same thing. There are plenty of people who are looking at this and saying, you know, some of the key takeaways here are, remember where Michael Cohen's at. Remember what's going on with Michael Cohen. You know, is he a con man? Of course he was a con man. And he painted himself as that by saying the things that he said he was told to do. And he said, yet I did them. He kept saying that, yet I did that. Yes, I'm doing that. And that's what I did. So what is the most revealing insight of this testimony? And the big question is what I asked Ellen Ratner, who's covered politics for a long time on the Hill, has many friends, by the way, that are Republicans and Democrats. And the question is, you know, who knows? Cohen told the House Oversight Committee that President Trump would often say this campaign was going to be the greatest infomercial in political history. And he said Donald Trump is a man who ran for office to make his brand great, not to make our country great. He had no desire or intention to lead this nation, only to market himself and to build his wealth and power. Do you think that's true, America? You can always send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Or call me, 855-266-2283, 855-266-KATE. Here's one quickie, and we'll certainly go to the phones, and I'm going to go to the mailbag and everything, because I've got a ton of mail to get to. But here's what Michael Cohen said about the president and tweets.
Mr. Trump called me a rat for choosing to tell the truth, much like a mobster would do when one of his men decides to cooperate with the government.
All right, there you go. And that was, again, in the beginning of those prepared remarks. And what did Donald Trump have to say in tweets? We'll talk about that, too, as well. First, we go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby. I've been missing you.
Well, here we are. We've been here.
Well, you've been traveling around so much, I didn't get to talk with you.
I know. Now you've got the floor. You've got the floor now.
Okay. Now, listen, these things that are going on are sponsored by the Marxist Socialist Communist Democratic Party and the news media, which is just an adjunct of the Democratic Party. They're all in it together. They're all trying to take down Donald Trump because he managed to whip Hillary's butt. And they are just obsessed with proving that he got there illegally, and he didn't. He got there because we, the American people, supported a change, and the change was for freedom. And these people are anti-freedom. They want control, and that's all there is to it. We've got to defeat these people every time at the ballot box. And to keep our country free, that's the only way we're going to be able to do it. As far as Cohen and all these other players, this is past history. It's just garbage. And how can we believe a liar that has already lied before Congress has a jail sentence and he's trying to get a lesser sentence? Now you've got the Democrats realizing that that's the lost cause, and you've got Schiff out there proposing to even persecute Cohen even further. So you're not going to have any loyalty from anybody else that comes up on this game. And that's all it is a game. And it's a game to destroy the American freedom that you and I as Americans enjoy. That's all from me. What do you think?
I like that. That's all for me. Well, I have plenty of thoughts, and we're going to talk about them, Dan, as I move along here. And I do think what Dan said is he is a guy that lied to Congress. There's no question about that. And, I mean, so there's the elephant in the room. Hey, I enjoyed, he kept saying that. He worked for Donald Trump for a very long time. Nobody was holding a gun to his head there. And then he did lie to Congress. There's no question about that. I was listening to Sean Hannity today, and he said Cohen's testimony is just for Democrats to embarrass the president, and talked about that, you know, the hearing was an attempt to spin a collusion narrative, if you will. So what was revealing about the testimony? What, if anything, does any kind of damage to the presidency? I mean, here's the thing. And Dan said it right there. We do have free will in this country. If people didn't want to elect Donald Trump and you don't like what you got, well, you voted for Donald Trump. If you wanted a change, and so many people wanted a change, how many times did I say on this show, oh, somebody who's not raised up in the middle of politics, this is what happened. So the people in Washington can blame themselves. How do you have a murderer's row of political people, including the Bush legacy, etc., who do not get through? He wins not only, you know, beats every Republican, wins the nomination, and then, of course, goes on to defeat Hillary Clinton, who had plenty of politics in her background. So Cohen today, talking out, laying out Trump's motivations is what he said, and describing himself as the fixer, being in the position to see and understand the levels of calculation that went into what was going on in the White House, and talk about, you know, talking about what happened in different moments. But, you know, the silver lining, as I was reading this and somebody put it so well, for the president may be that his former lawyer undercut theories that the president colluded with Russia to change the course of the election. The former Trump lawyer Cohen really claimed that Trump's primary interest in dealing with Moscow had little to do with influencing who won the November 2016 election, because he assumed it wouldn't be him. He said that so many times. He said he was fixated on building a hotel there, a yearned-for project that remained alive even after he became the Republican nominee. So what he did do was shoot down all of those theories, and I agree with that about Moscow, and that was the key thing in the Mueller investigation. We roll on. More to come from that testimony, and of course at the tail end of the hour, your thoughts as we go to the mailbag. Light them up, 855-266-2283.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen said to Congress that President Trump committed a crime while in office through campaign finance violations related to the hush money payoff made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. He also claimed that the president knew about stolen Clinton campaign emails before WikiLeaks released them.
Mr. Stone told Mr. Trump that he had just gotten off the phone with Julian Assange, and that Mr. Assange told Mr. Stone that within a couple of days, there would be a massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. Mr. Trump responded by stating to the effect, "Wouldn't that be great?"
Trump associate Roger Stone and WikiLeaks both denied the claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
At this point in time, I really appreciate the opportunity that was given to me to clear the record and to tell the truth. And I look forward to tomorrow, to being able to, in my voice, to tell the American people my story. And I'm going to let the American people decide exactly who's telling the truth.
All right, American people, what have you decided? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney on my version of America tonight. I got a ton of mail from you, so thank you for that. I always say that the mailbag is overflowing. It is particularly thick this time around. Our next segment will head to the mail room. So the most explosive new claim, I think, is that the president knew in advance of WikiLeaks' July 2016 release of the Democratic National Committee emails. So many times he said he was always aware of what was going on, and he emphasized what happened there. So according to Michael Cohen, then Donald Trump was the Republican nominee. He was informed of that email dumped just days before the Democratic convention in a telephone conversation with his longtime political advisor, who now we know is in hot water, too, and will probably go to prison, Roger Stone, who, by the way, denies it. And in his recollection, he said Trump was delighted to hear the news, saying something along the lines of, "Wouldn't it be great?" And Cohen says he now realizes that it's the biggest surprise of all would be the one that awaited in November. They, again, emphasizing that it wasn't expected. He wasn't expecting that. It was a big infomercial. That wasn't what he was looking for. Longtime Congressman Elijah Cummings, by the way, said several things, as did others who went back and forth with Cohen and his testimony. And here's what Elijah Cummings had to say.
Mr. Cohen coming in and bringing corroborating evidence. I think the checks are very, very significant. He talked about the man he knows. And basically what he did was to reintroduce the American people to the man that he's known for 10 years.
All right, so there you go. That's what Cummings says, that he reintroduced the Americans, us, to who the president is, to his character, to what he dealt with in working for Donald Trump. And Elijah Cummings mentioned the checks, and the checks were this. The checks were signed by the president, and they one was a $35,000 check signed by the president in August 2017 after he became president, because this goes to the money that was paid to the porn star Stormy Daniels and others in illegal hush money. And he said this was an installment to him for the Stormy Daniels payoff, and that the check was shown. He said he was ashamed, by the way, that he chose to take part in concealing the president's, and he called him Mr. Trump's illicit acts rather than listening to his own conscience. He said he's ashamed because I know what Trump is. He also called him a few names. He said he's racist. He is a con man. He is a cheat. He was a presidential candidate who knew that Roger Stone was talking with Julian Assange. We go there again. That's the third reference I've made to it about a WikiLeaks drop of the Democratic National Committee emails. And he said, Mr. Trump did not directly tell me to lie to Congress. That's not how he operates. In conversations we had during the campaign, at the same time I was actively negotiating in Russia for him, he would look me in the eye and tell me there's no business in Russia, and then go out and lie to the American people in his way. And this is what Cohen said. In his way, he was telling me to lie. So as we move along here on the show, I'm giving you, I saw the whole thing, and I'm going through these big comments that came out and what's being talked about as damaging to the president, or does it damage him the next time around in running for re-election. Michael Cohen said he once asked me if I could name a country run by a black person that wasn't a blank hole. This was when Barack Obama was president. He said, while we were once driving through a struggling neighborhood in Chicago, he commented that only black people could live that way. And he told me that black people would never vote for him because they were too stupid. Whoa. So he called him a racist, and then he gave those examples. He definitely went for the jugular, went to attack his reputation, talked about the reasons he said he ran, all of that. In the meantime, the president was with Kim Jong-un, and in talking about what's going on with North Korea, the president focusing on that, you know, being in Vietnam in this sit-down, in this long-awaited nuclear negotiations between the prez and the North Korean leader, while there's this whirlwind going on in Washington, D.C., and on Capitol Hill, which certainly threatened to move some of that spotlight from this second historic summit. One of the things he said, he told reporters, I just want to say I have great respect for Chairman Kim, and I have a great respect for his country. I believe it will be something hard to compete with for other countries. It has such potential. And he talked about the fact that there are a lot of great ideas that were being thrown out, and when you have a good relationship, a lot of good things happen. Kim said the whole world was watching the talks, and he suggested for some the image of the two sitting side by side has to resemble some kind of a fantasy movie. And the president said that while reaching a lasting agreement was critical, speed is not important. And so after the public, you know, having some of these comments, some of the shots that were taken, the photo ops, they started to negotiate privately, but they were photographed afterwards walking along the pool patio. They were joined by the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, of course, and the North Korean official Kim Yong Choi, who's always been around in the middle of this too, as well. What happens, I mean, one of the things that was promised was an aggressive approach in these discussions, but keeping intact the relationship that they're developing and cultivating. So while you've got this explosive public testimony on Capitol Hill, it's like the tale of two lives, by Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney, the president was focusing on what was happening in Hanoi. And on the main goal, he said, we want denuclearization. I think we'll have a country that will set a lot of records for speed in terms of an economy. So nothing super specific, just again, a huge meeting. Where does it come? Where does it go from there? And while that's happening, you have the, you know, you've got Michael Cohen and the long day of being on the Hill and being questioned, you know, et cetera. And one of the things, because we know, of course, Michael Cohen pled guilty to tax fraud, making false statements to a bank, campaign fraud, you know, all that, on and on and on and on. It's interesting. Some of the tweets, because at real Donald Trump is where the president is, and of course he has 58.7 million followers, and this is the way the president communicates with the world. He said that Michael Cohen was one of many lawyers who represented me, unfortunately. He had other clients also. He was just disbarred by the state Supreme Court for lying and fraud. That's certainly true. He did bad things unrelated to Trump. He is lying in order to reduce his prison time using crooked lawyer. And that's was one of the tweets. And then during the day, his other tweets, there was video of the summit, and just said, great meeting and dinner with Kim Jong-un in Hanoi, looking forward to continuing our discussions. And of course, we're into those discussions now the next day, and then the focus was there and not on Michael Cohen. Yeah, he represented me was the big statement. And he represented other people and that kind of stuff. And so then most of the focus has been on Vietnam, North Korea, what's going on there, that, you know, that whole thing. And then leading up to it, of course, there were tweets about other things happening in the U.S. days before that, certainly. And if you go to hashtag Cohen Congressional Hearing, plenty of reaction there. There's been plenty of reaction from this audience. I will go to the mailbag, as I've mentioned, in our next segment and let you hear what people are saying via the mail in this case. But I was looking at things that people tweeted out, and a lot of them had pictures and, you know, showed moments of what was going on there. And some of what I picked out. If you missed the hashtag Cohen hearing, here's another summary for you in this clip. Michael Cohen to Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. I just find it interesting, sir, that between yourself and your colleagues, that not one question so far has been asked about President Trump. That's actually why I thought I was coming today. And then there was another tweet that I caught, and he said the Republicans saying that Cohen can't be trusted because he is a liar, while at the same time giving their undying support for @TheRealDonaldTrump, says everything you need to know about the hypocrisy and moral bankruptcy that has permeated the party. Hashtag Cohen Congressional Hearing. What do you have to say about it? Plenty all the way around. We're going there next. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on the show.
time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers, crews are all in person. Letters, packages, paper. The mail bus drive.
Yes, let's dig in the mailbag here for our final segment of this hour. Thanks for joining us on this show. I've said it already before that so much of the focus, of course, is on Michael Cohen, and the other part of this is the president in Vietnam for that huge historic summit with Kim Jong-un and ultimately building that relationship. And what comes out of the summit, we don't know. And the key is what's going to happen as we move along, I think, the relationship there and what does it lead to. It'd be fantastic if it led to denuclearization. That's pretty tough. That's not happening overnight, that's for sure. So as we move along and dive into the mailbag, most of what you sent during the day had to do with the Cohen testimony on the Hill. So let's hit a lot of that up. This one is from Newt. And Newt says, "Hi, Kate. I listen to the show all the time. I've emailed you several times. It's ironic the president is sitting down with the North Korean leader, something that very few presidents have done." Oh, that's right. No presidents have been able to do, Democrat or Republican. And so much focus is on Michael Cohen testifying before the House Oversight Committee. There is no doubt, I'm sure, that some things were said or happened that he was privy to that Donald Trump might want to take back. But at the same time, one thing that does come out of what was being said over and over again is there was no collusion that Cohen could specifically point to about Russia. So any doubt there, and after almost 2 years of the Mueller investigation, the Russian hackers, you can't dump it on Donald Trump if there's one thing to come out of what happened with the testimony. And the fact that Cohen originally pled guilty to lying to Congress by claims of talking over a Trump project in Moscow that ended in 2016, when in fact they continued until at least June of that year, kind of shows you where we're going with this. There was some confusion, and it was unclear how many lawyers knew about the Moscow project talks, too, by the way. So I think that he may have been doing the dirty work for his boss, who at the time wasn't president, but he did it and received plenty of payment for it. And that is the key thing to think about when it comes to Michael Cohen. What's in it for him? He's already going to prison. Is it trying to get a lighter sentence? That seems like it to me. If you look at this from the whole outside overview, etc., what do you think? Oh, well, there's no doubt he was an insider. There is no doubt that he had tax fraud and all kinds of other charges that he was nailed for. And, you know, if he manipulated financial records, if he paid to cover up extramarital affairs, if all of that, you know, the whole thing about the reaction to the WikiLeaks dumps of emails damaging to Hillary Clinton, fine. But the bottom line is, yeah, what is Michael Cohen guilty of? Well, he's guilty of continuing to work for someone that he's painting a pretty horrible picture of and receiving the money for it. And then, of course, yes, he's going to prison. And so what's in it for him? You know, it wasn't really a hearing. It wasn't. As someone described to me, it was more like cheap theatrics. Cheap theatrics all the way around, not just from Cohen, but from Republicans, from Democrats, all of that. I don't know. It was a show, and it was billed as a show. There's no question about that. In fact, that's what our next email has to do with. Wendy says, "Hi, Kate. Listen to you in Portland. I hear you mention the station all the time. K-Pam, woohoo. We're glad to have you there. I'm an insomniac. I listen and I download the show, so I pay pretty close attention to what you talk about. I love that you always say you welcome all opinions and you're the voice of reason. I would agree with that. Let's have the conversation." I think the conversation with Michael Cohen is this, is he's going to prison, and he wanted to get a lighter sentence, and he wanted to clear his name because now he just looks like a giant scumbag. So he does what he was going to do, and it just becomes a big circus because the Democrats have a chance to pounce, make a name for themselves. The Republicans look like weenies and try to defend, but then they don't even do a good job of that, most of them. So that's what we got. We got served up something we paid for, and it wasn't the best show that I've ever seen. I don't know about what you think. I love the way you put that. Was it worth the $100 ticket to sit in the cheap seats to watch it? You know, there were some revelations, but nothing connected to, I go back to the same thing. You know, the key thing that Mueller wanted in the investigation, or I should say he wanted, the key thing with the Mueller investigation is, did the Russians screw up our election? Which is shocking to think that Russia could screw up our election. I don't want them anywhere near our politics, and I don't think you do either. I don't care what label you call yourself. None of us want that. But what did he find in his investigation? Who went down for anything? Michael Cohen's one of them. Roger Stone's one of them. Paul Manafort is one of those guys. But not the president. There's no tie to the Russians. I mean, even if the reaction to, oh, we have all this WikiLeaks information and Julian Assange is going to dump it out there and it's going to be damaging to Hillary Clinton, who was his opponent, and he smiles gleefully over that. What's your reaction to that? You know, what's revealing about that? The key you wanted to see is, was there some kind of tie or not? All right, how about this one? This one comes to us from Jake, who emails the show a ton. And Jake says, wow, so much to talk about. There's flooding in California. There is the big summit with Kim Jong-un. Amazing to think that our president called him names like Rocket Man, and now they're grinning, smiling, shaking each other's hands. I got to give it to Donald Trump, no matter what you think of the man, no matter what painting is being put out there for your pleasure. I have to say, who else was able to cut any kind of a deal where they had a summit with the guy that's on the nasty list? You got to give him cred for that. We had 131 car pileup. We've had some crazy, shocking things that have happened in the last day or two in this country, but the focus is on something that's not going to take the president down, and we all know that. You know what? We do all know that, right? In fact, I've said this forever. When you hear the cries of impeachment, oh, it's going to be impeached. This is definitely going to happen. This is what's happening here. People didn't know this, didn't know that. You know, we heard that. I heard that on this show during Obama. I heard it during Bush. I heard it during Clinton at the start of me doing all of this. And none of that happened, by the way. And so, yes, there is that side of it. There's so much happening. And this is kind of like parlor tricks. It is like the People magazine version of politics. And somebody actually sent me, a friend of mine sent me something today that said, wow, this is like Christmas 2 months after the fact because of the things that were being said. And that, you know, that's what it was. It was just this roundabout snowball effect of, da 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 da, here's what happened in the whole time I worked for him. Here's my defense of, you know, what happened, what I saw. And to me, the most interesting thing is the WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, Stone communications, and what happened there, of everything that came out, because to me, Julian Assange is a huge opportunist, and he's right at the heart of all this stuff. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. You can always send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. Oh, what a rat race. Oh, what a rat race. This is the rat race. Rat race, rat race. Some are lawful, some are bossed, some are jacked.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea. tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.